This podcast of Sootyfoot is sponsored by StephenCosgrove.com. Sootyfoot. Farther than far, in the middle of the Crystal Sea, was an island called Serendipity. On this magical island was an old, ramshackle farm called Rickety Tickety. Even the fields on the farm were run down. Stumps, weathered and worn, waited to be pulled from the ground, and the fields were in need of plowing. The owner of the farm was a lazy tomcat called Rusty. He never worked around the farm. Day in and day out, he waited and wondered at the gate, waiting for someone to do his chores and wondering when they would come. Beyond the farm were the grass-filled meadows of Wingsong. It was here, on these wide open spaces, that the wild horses of Serendipity ran free, their hooves drumming the ground with a rhythm that made your heart beat a little faster. Manes snapped and tails whipped as they raced the wind from one end of the meadow to the other. One of these fillies was a very spirited horse, a dappled mare called Sootyfoot. They called her Sootyfoot, for her legs looked as though she had pranced through charcoal soot. She was very special indeed. And Rusty the Tomcat thought she was very special too. Special enough to do some work around the farm. Rusty devised a very clever plan. He would talk with her and feed her. Then she would feel obligated to help with his chores. He called to her and she came. She listened to this curious cat as he purred of the weather and other wonders. The more he talked, the more she listened. Before she knew it, the sun had set. Rusty kindly suggested that she come up to the barn and spend the night in a nice, clean stall. Oh, Sootyfoot was so charmed by his generous offer that she happily agreed and followed him up the hill. Rusty took her to a cozy stall in the warm barn. To her delight, the wooden floor was strewn with sweet-smelling straw. A bucket of spring water hung from a peg on the wall, and a fresh bale of alfalfa hay was there for her to eat at her leisure. "Oh, this is delightful. How will I ever repay you for your kindness?" "Oh," purred Rusty, "I'm sure we'll think of something." And then, as Sootyfoot daintily nibbled on the hay, Rusty continued with his stories. When she woke in the morning, Sootyfoot felt obliged to repay the kindness of her newfound friend. Plus, she loved to hear him talk. He was so wise and said such clever things. She found Rusty struggling with an old leather harness. "What are you doing with that?" she asked. "Well, I'm going to the field to pull a gigantic stump from the ground," he meowed slyly. She laughed. "Well, let me pull that stump for you. It's the least I can do." With a smile, he helped her into the harness and cinched it very tight. "Yes, it is. The least you can do." With the cat riding on her back, purring his stories, Sootyfoot trotted out to the stump. Rusty quickly wrapped the reins around its base and then loudly shouted, "Giddy up!" Sootyfoot leaned into the creaking harness as the massive stump lifted from the ground. "Well," mewed the cat, "now maybe you can help me plow." And before she even offered to help, she was hooked up and plowing the field. All through the day, Rusty talked and talked, promising friendship that would last forever. Oh, how Sootyfoot loved to listen to Rusty talk. Before she knew it, Rusty was guiding her back to the barn. Beyond the fence, the herd of mares, fillies, and foals thundered by, calling out to her, "Sootyfoot, Sootyfoot, run free, run free." Sootyfoot couldn't hear them. She was so tired, and her heart was held captive by Rusty's Velcro words. "Tomorrow," she thought, "after breakfast, I'll join the other horses." With heavy hooves plodding in the dust, she carried the tail-snapping cat back to the barn. The next morning, there was only some wilted grass in her stall, and the water bucket was empty. Rusty leaped up on her back, ready for work. "Excuse me," she said, "but where is the fresh hay and the water?" Rusty's tail snapped like a whip. "I forgot that you are nothing but a dumb horse. There was no fresh hay because you haven't sowed the seeds, and there would have been water had you fetched some." Sooty felt very bad. It must have been her fault. I'm sorry, maybe I can help you with the chores again. And Rusty just smiled. As Sootyfoot worked through the day, she tried to figure out what she had done to make her friend so mad. I must work harder, she thought. Then Rusty will be my friend again and tell me stories like he used to. And work harder she did. Her coat lathered in sweat, she trotted up and down the furrows as Rusty sowed seeds of alfalfa and rye. But the more she worked, the more the cat wanted her to do. And beyond the fence, the wild horses of Serendipity called out to her, but every time Rusty snapped the reins, urging her to work harder still. That night, Rusty locked her in the stall and began walking away. Rusty, she called softly, aren't you going to talk to me? He turned as if someone had stepped on his tail. Talk to you? He snapped. You're just an ugly old mare. The only thing you're good for is pulling stumps and plowing fields. Maybe, if you work extra hard, I'll talk to you tomorrow. And with that, he saucily swaggered from the barn, slamming the door behind him. Sootyfoot looked down at her reflection in the bucket of muddy water. Surely Rusty was right. Day after day she worked in the fields while across the fence the herd called out to her, Sootyfoot, Sootyfoot, run free, run free. And always, before she could answer, Rusty would purr, Hey, remind me tomorrow to tell you of the wonderful place I'm going to take you when winter comes. And with the horses' voices echoing faintly on the wind, she again would lean into the plow, back to work, eagerly waiting for tomorrow. But tomorrow was always tomorrow, and never today. Sootyfoot had listened far too long. She kicked up her heels and Rusty went flying. Panicked, he grabbed the trailing reins and wrapped them around the gatepost. You can never be free, he yelled. You belong to me. Sootyfoot leaned into the reins and pulled, and finally the old dried leather snapped and the straps and harness fell away. Free, Sootyfoot ran through the gate and was free. Stupid, ugly horse! You're not the only one that can plow a field. I'll wait here for another one better than you. Sootyfoot didn't stop running until she was hoof-deep in a stream. She was very confused. What does a stupid, ugly horse do? She whispered. She looked down at the water that bubbled about her legs, and then she snapped her head back, shocked to see a beautiful, dappled mare looking back at her. Carefully, she looked down again. It was then that she realized what she was looking at was her own reflection, untainted by the muddy water given to her by the cat. She wasn't stupid, and she was far from ugly. With a toss of her mane and a kick of her heels, she galloped off to join the others of her kind, the mares, fillies, and foals of Serendipity. Sootyfoot, Sootyfoot, life filled with strife, Rusty the cat doesn't own your life. Sootyfoot, Sootyfoot, oh, can't you see? You are too wonderful not to be free. This free PodKidcast is sponsored by the bookstore at StephenCosgrove.com. Buy a book, support the cause for more free PodKidcasts at StephenCosgrove.com.